When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about how to develop your EQ. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at emotional quotient. Now, what exactly is that? Well, we're going to be talking about that in this episode. Basically, EQ is the alternative to IQ. You've heard of IQ. It's been sort of wildly used as a measure of how intelligent you are. But in truth and in fact, many studies have been done to show that your level of EQ is actually far more valuable in determining the success you have in your life. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how to develop that. Now, before we jump into it, we first have to understand what exactly EQ is. But thankfully, I have a phenomenal definition for you, and it comes from a gentleman by the name of Howard Gardner. So he says, your EQ is the level of your ability to understand other people, what motivates them, and how to work cooperatively with them. So just to read that one more time, your EQ is the level of your ability to understand other people, what motivates them, and how to work cooperatively with them. That definition comes from Howard Gardner. Basically, your EQ is how you relate to other people. It's how you fit in this world, this weird world that we all live in, that we all sort of got forced to live in with each other, how you fit in with everybody else. How do you relate to them? How do you speak to them? How do you appeal to them? The higher your EQ, the better your people skills. The higher your EQ, the better your ability to manage teams, the better your ability to get the things that you want for your life by appealing to the things other people want. So EQ is a phenomenally important part of the puzzle, especially when you're looking at your career, when you are negotiating things in your personal finance life, when you're looking at relationships, when you're looking at your overall social circle. Basically, for most areas of your life, your EQ is going to play a major role. So how do we actually develop it? How do we improve our EQ? Well, there are widely known to be roughly five general areas of EQ, five different aspects of it that when broken down and sort of attacked at each piece, we can improve ourselves. We can grow as people. So the first one is self-awareness. And we've talked about this on this show. We've talked about the importance of it. We've talked about how to develop it. Self-awareness is essentially how aware of yourself are you? How aware of your feelings, your needs, your goals, your motivations, the things that you want? How much do you know yourself? Having that self-awareness is key to understanding other people, because if you don't get you, how could you possibly expect to get someone else? So that's the first big piece of it, is your self-awareness. The second piece is self-regulation. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's self-control, basically. It's your ability to look at the things that you want, the things that you need, the things that are motivating you, not motivating you, and to build and act on an actual plan around those things while also controlling maybe the more base level urges that don't really serve you, right? So this is if you are trying to tone up. Maybe you want a six-pack for the summer, right? That's your desire, and you've built a workout routine and a dietary plan that can get you there. Well, the self-regulation part will be all of that, plus resisting that donut that is inevitably going to be in your office this Friday, because that's what this country does. We just bring in donuts every single Friday. So having that ability to recognize what you want and recognize the things that affect that, both positively and negatively, and then control your behaviors accordingly. That's what self-regulation is, and it's a critical part of developing your EQ. Now, the third is your motivation. So what matters to you? What gets you going? What turns you on and makes you really want to do something? That is such a critical part. And motivation here also relates to understanding what motivates other people. And this just comes through, quite honestly, a relationship with them, talking to them, understanding what's important to them. If you can listen to them and hear them tell you, this is what's important to me. They may not say it in that language, but they are going to tell you through their actions, through the things that they decide to share, what matters to them and what doesn't. You can better understand what motivates them. And that is something you can use to better relate to them and to allow yourself to serve them in a better way and give them more of what they need, so that you too can and receive more of what you need. Now, the fourth piece of EQ is empathy, and this is essentially just your ability to feel for others, to understand what someone else is going through, even if you aren't currently going through it yourself. And this is just, quite honestly, a critical skill in today's world, because there are so many people suffering and there are so many people having success, and being able to be empathetic to both, being able to be empathetic to someone else's viewpoint and understand that they have a different history than you, being able to be empathetic to somebody making a mistake and understanding that that could have been you. Just recognizing that people are human beings and that humans are flawed, and sometimes it's better to be empathetic than to be judgmental. Your ability to do that will, again, improve your relationship to the people around you, the people that you are dealing with, and the people that maybe you are trying to get something from. And then the fifth piece of EQ are your general social skills. So these are your ability to communicate, essentially, right? So you have an idea, you have a thought, and you can share that. You can listen to others, take in their thoughts, have a conversation with them, have that back and forth, and build an actual relationship. Now, social skills comes from, in my opinion, the previous four. It comes from self-awareness, it comes from self-regulation, it comes from motivation, and it comes from empathy. Being able to feel those four things and understand those four things allows you to have those social skills, but it is a critical part of the puzzle anyway. Now, if you are looking to actually develop your EQ, there's two major things I recommend that you do. The first is fairly simple. Think about the results of your actions before you take them. Now, this falls into that empathy and self-regulation aspect of things, right? If you are taking the time to think about how your actions will affect other people, that is going to do a significant amount in improving your EQ and improving your relationship to those people. If you are just sort of mindlessly taking actions, maybe thinking about the consequences for you and the results for you, but never thinking about anyone else around you, then that's not a great place to be. That's not a place that brings value to you or to the other person. That just puts you in a scenario where the people around you start to resent you. The people around you start to feel like, well, you don't care about me, so why should I care about you? And that's not a great place to be. This is something that I think we all sort of think that we do, but really we could use the practice. We could take the time to actively do this, to consciously stop and think about it, to consciously look at the people around us and say, how is this going to affect Mark? How is this going to affect Jessica? How is this going to affect Sandra? And really question that. And maybe it doesn't at all, and that's fine. You can move forward. Maybe it does and it's positive. That's awesome. Move forward. But maybe, just maybe, it does and it's negative. And then the second question is, am I okay with that? Is that the outcome I want to create here? Now, maybe you do. Maybe you're in competition with them, and so you do want to win. Or maybe this isn't one of those situations, and you don't want to hurt them. Maybe all you have to do is have a conversation with them. I don't know. The point is, you can't find the action, you can't find the answer without actually taking the time to think about it. So start practicing that in your day-to-day life so that you're able to do it more fluidly and be able to think about others in those moments. And then the last piece of advice is to slow down and analyze your thinking. We've talked a lot here about how self-awareness, self-regulation, and motivation are important parts of developing EQ. And this is how you do that. This is how you get better at those things. Slowing down and looking at yourself. Recognizing who you are, analyzing your thinking, analyzing your feeling, analyzing your ideas, your dreams, your goals. What is motivating you? What is dragging you down? What foods matter to you? What foods are killing you and slowing you down? Just recognize those things about yourself. And the way to do that is to slow it down. Again, all of this has to just sort of be consciously done. We don't magically think about how we're feeling. We do that because we developed the habit of doing that. We do that because we used to do it consciously, and now we don't consciously do it anymore, but it happens because we're so used to doing it. We didn't just wake up and get born with that skill. We had to develop it. So take the time to think consciously about how it is you're feeling and doing and develop that self-awareness. That's going to allow you to develop your level of empathy, because the deeper you understand you, the more you can recognize how different you are to everyone else, the more you can recognize how valuable everyone else is, the more you can understand the different perspectives that are out there, the more you understand yourself and recognize, you know what, I believe these things because I came from this background and because I consume these things and because these things matter to me, the more you can recognize that, you know what, this person who believes something totally different to me, something that maybe I think is wrong, they came to those beliefs through the same process I came to my beliefs in, right? They had their experiences. They consumed their things. They met the people that they met. They experienced the things that they experienced. And that led to who they are today. That shouldn't mean you hate that person. Maybe you hate the series of experiences that led to them being the person that they are today, but you shouldn't hate the person. The person is different from the point of view. I'm getting a little political here. The point is, the more you build your own self-awareness, the better you're going to be able to relate back to the people around you and empathize for those people. And that is how you develop your EQ. Because at the end of the day, you've got to look at the five different parts: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. You look at the five parts and you build each of them up individually. Or maybe they're combined sometimes, but you build each of them up. Before you know it, your EQ level is through the roof. Now, unfortunately, I don't think there's any real way to measure EQ, but that doesn't mean it's not worth developing. So I hope this was helpful to you. If you know someone who needs to hear this episode, let them know it exists. I would love to support them in their journey, and I'd love for you to be the person to connect us with them. I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to click subscribe wherever you are tuning in, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.